worsening food shortages caused by irregular rainfall and poor harvests in 2009 threatened 7 million people in Niger. Aid workers say the country's children are in particular danger. Niger is one of the poorest nations in the world, and hunger rates were already high among the country's children. A new government assessment says 17% of children under age 5 now suffer from acute malnutrition, up from 12% in 2009. Anything above 15% is considered past the emergency threshold. In some of the most affected regions, child hunger rates have risen to 19 or even 22%. The government survey also found that 3.2% of the country's children are severely malnourished and at risk of dying. Since March, Niger's government has urgently called for national and international aid. Last month, the government invited the French section of Doctors Without Borders to return to Niger after being kicked out in 2008 by former President Mamadou Tanja.
Évidemment, nous sommes très satisfaits de cet état de fait. D'abord parce que ça, ce que ça traduit, c'est le fait que...
The French section's president, Marie-Pierre Alliet, says this authorization to return means the government recognizes the problem of malnutrition and wants to deal with it. She says the first step to effectively tackling the problem is to recognize that there are hungry children in this country, a fact that just a few years ago was difficult to acknowledge. Relief workers have said delays in responding to a 2005 food crisis in Niger needlessly cost lives. Former President Tanja refused to address risks of food crisis during his more than 10 years in office. Mr. Tanja was ousted by a military coup in February of this year. Alliet says the French section of Doctors Without Borders will partner with the Nigerian organization Fursani to work in the Maradi region of south-central Niger, specifically in the department of Matarumfa.
Il y a un nombre de cas de malnutrition sévère attendu qui est important. Donc déjà, il va falloir développer, déployer les moyens.
She says this year there are already a high number of cases of severe malnutrition, signaling a need to treat affected children. She says her organization will also be distributing nutrient-rich food to children who are not yet sick to keep them from getting malnourished. Beginning next year, she says we will work with health authorities to roll out a systematic prevention program that would provide regular food supplements to at-risk children from 6 months to 12 years of age. Malnutrition can have lasting effects on a child's mental and physical development. Relief organizations like the International Federation of the Red Cross say the current food crisis is worse than anticipated. The Red Cross has called for additional funding to reach and treat at-risk children in Niger. The United Nations World Food Program has announced that it will double the amount of people receiving food aid in Niger to 4.5 million and increase supplementary feeding for children under age 2 and their families. The WFP has called for an additional $100 million to ramp up its program. The food crisis threatens as many as 10 million people across the Sahel region. Although Niger has been the hardest hit, populations in Chad, Mali, Burkina Faso, and Cameroon are also at risk. Anne Luck for VOA News, Dakar.